Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. This is Aratima. The life of a human being consists of four phases, and the Sanskrit words are Dharma, which is quite known, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, or Mukti. Those four phases a human being wants to be really clear about. And so let's talk about what these are. In order to really fulfill our life on earth, we go through seasons. This first season is Dharma, and it refers to the spiritual principles and the natural laws that govern the universe. And for the individual person, it refers to your basic nature, your true basic nature, your inclinations, tendencies, and your capacities that you are born with. So one's true Dharma is to truly express the right career. It really refers to the happiness we gain when we fulfill this need, this tendency to express our inherent capacities that we're born with. So we begin to act righteous in life. And your Dharma is revealed by the occupation that you do, how you earn your livelihood. Along with Dharma comes also the fame, maybe the status, your position, how the world sees you, what you're manifesting in the world. So in some way, your individual Dharma should be in alignment or a reflection of the greater Dharma, of the universal Dharma. Then there is no separation and you are in alignment of truth. The opposite of Dharma would be Adharma, with the letter A in front, which would cause harm to others and yourself, and that would be a misalignment with truth. So we want to seek and find our purpose, our true expression in this life. Now the next word we're going to talk about is Artha, A-R-T-H-A, Artha. And this refers to wealth, and that's the wealth that is necessary for expressing your Dharma in your life. It's the means. So you have the material livelihood and the security in order to express your Dharma. It's not simply the pursuit of material gain in itself. Now, once that is basically clear and we have that, then we look at Kama. Kama is then the enjoyment, referring to all the legitimate sensory enjoyment. So we want to enjoy life, and the word kama is often known to the Kama Sutra, the sexual pleasures. The sutra speaks about sexual pleasures, but it's really everything that's natural to the senses is kama. We want to enjoy our lives. We want to enjoy the beauty of nature, what we've created, our children, the expression of our Dharma, the loving and true communication between human beings, animals, the whole world. It's just part of the fulfillment of the soul to enjoy the beauty. And in fact, it is really the seeking of true happiness. It's joyful in itself. And of course, a huge aspect of it is the enjoyment of sexual pleasure that is part of being in a physical body. And it also includes the arts and the levels of devotion and the openness to divine love and beauty and delight, which is a much higher level of karma. Now, the next level is moksha. Moksha is the liberation. And of course, we know it is the freedom, the self-realization. We make the effort to get to know who we truly are. And we want to do the practices that liberate our spirit and the creative force in life that is locked in the physical body and needs to be awakened. We know as Kundalini. So it is really something that is transcending religion, because religion is a human-made container of rules. And moksha refers to an individual, very unique path inwards to pursue and find out who one truly is. So all these stages should really point towards the last stage, or should be ordinated towards moksha. So we start with dharma, then artha and kama. So why do we want to fulfill our purpose? Why do we want to really find out what we're supposed to do in life? Because it is supposed to be a very direct and clean and clear path into liberation. Why do we pursue material things? Because it supports the body, the basics being food, for example, and shelter. It supports the body so that we can actually make the road inwards, that we have the strength, the time, the focus to do spiritual practice. Why do we actually want to have karma, enjoyment? Because it's a natural inclination of the soul to experience joy through the senses and to allow the natural way to emerge without the distortion and bring forth the true joy of the soul and the liberation of the senses. So in the context of one's life, we basically want to find out, hopefully in your teens, what you're meant to do here. That's when we start to go to school, choose what we study, what we learn, what apprenticeship we do, and we know through playing at the younger age what our inclinations, tendencies are. Parents hopefully should help with that and help the child to find out what is it that I want to do. And then in the teen years, making that decision, going on that road, and then that brings the accumulation of material wealth, which is also the children, because that's considered also accumulation. We accumulate furniture, a home, children, and then we have them grow up and we begin to retire. And then we go into a very typical season of enjoyment where people basically travel and enjoy their later years, because now they have time and we fulfill everything else that's maybe, you know, still on our bucket list that we have to, that we want to experience. And then the body becomes more and more vata-like, more and more transformational, more transparent. And we are literally, the soul is moving into the next stage of leaving the body. And so the focus then is completely on liberation, going down that clear path to letting go of all worldly attachments and literally going back into source, into moksha, liberation. So by knowing these stages very clearly, we also can see that they are a little bit, of course, interfaced. You know, at any time, we also have our senses enjoy life, and it's not completely separate into four stages, but there are main blocks in life that we go through. And each of these stage also includes somewhat the other stage. So as we become aware and conscious of it, now that we're going into this new earth, these stages still exist because we're born and we also leave the body. They continue to exist. We continue to have seasons. We continue to go into growing into understanding and then declining back into spirit and letting the world, we're leaving the world behind. So this will continue. These are very ancient natural forces or stages that we go through. And essentially, we could even look at dharma, artha, kama, and moksha as eyeing, hearing, clinging, and moksha as the om. Om, eyeing, hearing, clinging, and then om again. Dharma, eyeing, artha, hearing, and kama, clinging. And then moksha, om. So you can see the great cycles that are everywhere within a cell, within the big cycles of life. And to know these things is very wise.